Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at @AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Stephanie Scheller on the line, and she is founder over at Grow Disrupt. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm super excited. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to get into how to create a stable business. But before we do that, let's go a little bit further into what you're doing over at Grow Disrupt. Tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Yeah, so I founded Grow Disrupt based on a whole long fun story. We started as a sales training organization. We realized that I was not, I love sales. I love sales training. I love digging into the nitty gritty of it, but I was really passionate about working with small businesses as a whole. And so we made the transition about 2 years ago to being an event company where we are basically, there's a ton of gurus out there. There's a ton of people out there who have all kinds of ideas on how to run a business. And half of them are just, selling dogs. Right? Mm-hmm. And so we set ourselves up as, hey, we're going to interview people. We're going to find who are the right people to actually listen to. Like, who are the gurus you really want to pay attention to? Because what they're doing is going to have a substantial impact on your business. And so we started putting on events where we interview speakers. I mean, we're doing one next January. I did almost 40 interviews for 6 speaker slots. Trying to find the right speakers, the people that I could really trust to bring in and put on the stage as the expert because my audience trusts me to put the right people out there. So that's what we do. We do events live and virtual where we bring the best geniuses we can to help small business owners create rapid growth.
Man, that's exciting. I love it. And that's quite a bit of work for anybody that's ever put on a conference or anything else like that. 40, that's a lot to make sure you have the right person. So kudos to you on that one and to your audience for benefiting from your work. So that's also a great transition. So let's get into today's topic. So how to create a stable business. I mean, where do you want to start with that one?
Yeah, so what's been interesting to me is that this whole how to create a stable business thing, so many people, they try and operate on like 2 legs of a business, right? They try and operate in fulfillment and sales. And they forget about, there's 5 keys that we found that are really, really important, right? We all know that as small business owners, you have to be good at your functional skill, right? You have to be a great plumber or author or financial advisor, whatever, right? But you also have to be a good business owner, and that becomes really overwhelming for people. And they're sitting here going, it's too much. So we just broke it down into 5 pieces, right? You have to develop your cash flow and your financial management skills. That's number 1. You have to develop your sales skills, and they either need to be your ability to sell, or if you grow your business, you have to get to the point where you can actually help a team sell because it can't all rely on you. Number 3 is your people management, and I always make a joke. I'm like, that people management also includes managing yourself because most of us are pretty terrible managers for ourselves. I was. And then number 4 is your SOPs, which leads to quality control, so your standard operating procedures. And then number 5 is your marketing and branding. And when you break it down, and as a business owner, you just try and develop your skills in these 5 areas, what it will do is it allows you to grow the entire business in a really strong, stable way that allows you to weather whatever gets thrown your way.
Wow, that's I love the way you break those 5 down so simply as if they're so easy, right?
Right, I know, right? It's just, it's like, gosh, what's wrong with people? Why don't I have this
deal? Now you know. So that being said,
right.
I know you've worked with a lot of people. I know you've been in the business for a long time. What do you find are some of the, so now they have the 5, what do you find are some of the challenges or the obstacles that really hold business owners and businesses back from, whether it's these 5 or another 4 or whatever, but there's always like these things that hold people back from really accomplishing their goals and kind of taking their businesses to the next level. What do you find are some of those common things that you see happen over and over again?
Well, a couple of one of them is not knowing which one to work on. So even when you break it down to, hey, there's really only five things you need to become a real expert in mm-hmm. business to have a stable business, even when you break it down, like, they don't know which one to go at first because they're like, well, my sales are in the toilet, but also I feel like I need to work on marketing because marketing will result in more sales, right? Well, but, oh my gosh, but we aren't fulfilling proper, right? So they kind of do this thing where they put like 5% of their attention into each area, hoping they'll make some inroads, but you don't, right? If you're only if you put 100% of your attention, or let's be realistic. Let's say you put 90% of your attention into having a really freaking phenomenal sales strategy for your business. Mm-hmm. You will create so much more traction, so much quicker, and it will allow you, because here's the thing, right? If you're a $10,000 a year hobby business and you're trying to get to a full-time, like where you can walk away from your job and do this thing, the sales strategy you're going to put in place now is not going to be the same sales strategy that's going to get you to becoming a $1 million business. So put 100% of your energy there for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and get really good, have a good sales strategy for your level, and then go work on the next area, and then the next area, and then you'll come back to sales eventually, right? You're never done working on these concepts. So that's the first one, is pick one and go for it. Don't let yourself get distracted until you hit whatever goal you set for that area. The other area, I think, is we have a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with this, like, imposter syndrome. And we feel like we're supposed to be doing better than we are. We feel like we should, everyone else is doing better than we are. We start self-sabotaging where our entire identity is caught up in the business. And so now all of the issues that you're carrying from childhood and adolescence, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a psychologist, we're not going to go into that. But like those mindsets, when your entire identity is your business and the business starts to grow beyond you, you will start to self-sabotage and it will be completely subconscious. You will never realize you're doing that. But I think too many entrepreneurs, because they deal with this imposter syndrome, because they haven't addressed, developing an identity beyond the business, they end up in a place where they grow, they hit a ceiling, they bounce back. They grow, they hit a ceiling, they bounce back. And so if you want to ask me, what are the two things keep people back from growing? It's not knowing what to focus on first, and it's not dealing with the stories that are playing in their own head.
Oh, man, well said. And I don't know, you sound kind of like a psychologist to me. I'm like, tell me more. Then what did I do wrong? It sounds like you're doing good to me. I love it. And you have to be, you have to know humans to work with coaching or consulting or doing anything with entrepreneurs, in my opinion, because we are a weird bunch. I said it, you didn't, but we all are. Why do we sign up for this punishment? I don't know, but we do, and we do every single day.
Yeah, the funniest thing, right? I can talk so well about all this stuff because I've had to do so much work of like fixing my own mental issues, and I'm still doing work on fixing my own mental issues. I still like there's, we do. It always strikes me as funny when people are like, "Oh my gosh, I can't wait to be where you are one day," and I just like I've had like four or five people tell me that in the past like year, and I just kind of. It caught me off guard the first four or five times because all I could think was like, really? Like, you have no idea what I'm dealing with over here. This is a grass is greener situation.
So, Stephanie, that being said, if somebody's listening to this, and so two-part question. Number one, if somebody's listening to this and they want to learn more about Grow Disrupt, first of all, what are the right types of businesses and or entrepreneurs that you like working with, number one? And number two, what's the best way for them to follow up and to learn more?
Well, so the right types of businesses, we have really two major programs that people end up falling into. We have this Disruptive Business Accelerator. It's specifically designed for service-based businesses that are under the $100,000 a year revenue mark. So most of the guys that go through the accelerator come into the accelerator anywhere between $10,000 and $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year in revenue. And the accelerator is designed to turn you into a $250,000 business inside of 6 months. And so it's basically taking you from literally micro business to small business level. And so I love working with those guys. Those guys have so much freaking heart and they're just amazing. And then we have, these bigger events that we do where, you know, for example, the event that we, our big annual flagship event, the Grow Retreat, is really designed for the businesses that are between, you know, right around $1 million all the way up to about $20 million a year in revenue. And they're in growth mode already, but they're also realizing that, hey, 3%, 5%, you know, growth isn't cutting it, right? Or maybe they're getting 10, 20% growth, but the business doesn't feel stable. They always feel like they are, you know, at risk of failing or falling apart. And so those guys come to our events because they are saying, hey, we need to get to 10, 20, 30, 40% of stable growth year after year. And the best place to go for information is our website, thegrowdisrupt.com. It is a wealth of information. We have articles on there. We have courses. We have free courses on there. We have paid courses on there. We have masterclasses. We have links to all of the research. I mean, we have this really cool quiz where you go through the quiz and it will tell you what to fix next in your business. So, you know, I'm not going to fix the mental, you know, the mindset issues you got, but I can help you figure out what you need to fix first.
That's awesome. Well, Stephanie, it's been great having you on the show today. Appreciate you coming on and telling us more about what you're doing over at Grow Disrupt, but also about how to create a stable business. So great stuff there. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review in the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. I mean, love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Stephanie, thanks again for coming to the show.